$581,678.41.
They're taking the checks, putting them in the system, and generating receipts and telling the system that we're paid in full. Here the receipts. Yay, everybody.
That's Task Force Executive Director Anita Beatty giving the play-by-play to a dozen or so supporters standing behind her at the payment window at Atlanta City Hall.
This payment will pay everything we owe. So we've been limping along since 2008 when they turned off more than half of the water in the building. It'll be absolutely glorious for the folks who live with us, the men particularly, who won't have to stand in line quite so long to take a shower or to use the toilets.
The payment ends the threat of water shutoff for the Peachtree Pine Shelter downtown, the largest homeless shelter in Atlanta. City spokesperson Melissa Mullinax.
All is well between the Metro Task Force and the Watershed Management Department, certainly. They've paid all of the outstanding amounts they owed on both accounts.
That second account is for the meter shut off several years ago. Mullinax says full service should be restored Monday. Beatty declined to name the people she called angels, those who donated the money to keep the city from shutting off the shelter's water. Earlier this month, Beatty tried to pay $100,000 toward the bill, but watershed management officials said they would not accept partial payment. The shelter is still in the middle of a court battle with its landlord and potentially faces eviction. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.